Good afternoon, Athens. Thank you for having me today. You want disrupt? I've got disrupt. I've got downright revolution. Today, we're going to talk about the most exciting, most interesting, and probably the most important technological invention in computer science of the last 20 years. I'm here to talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is digital money, but it's so much more than that. Saying Bitcoin is digital money is like saying the internet is a fancy telephone. It's like saying the internet is all about email. Money is just the first application. Bitcoin is a technology, it's a currency, and it's an international network of payments and exchange that is completely decentralized. It doesn't rely on banks. It doesn't rely on governments. We have never done this before in the history of humanity. This invention is truly revolutionary. When we look back, we'll see this as a historic moment in the evolution of computer science, but it's also a social and political revolution in the making. So, let's get started. Bitcoin is digital money. It is money just like euros or dollars, only it's not owned by a government. You can send it from any point in the world to any other point in the world instantaneously, securely, and for minimal or no fees at all. Bitcoin is a digital currency that came into existence in 2008 as an invention by a person called Satoshi Nakamoto. He published a paper where he posited that he had found the way to create a decentralized network that could achieve consensus, agreement, without any central controlling authority. Now, if you studied computer science or distributed systems, this is known as the Byzantine Generals problem. It was first described in 1982. Until 2008, it was an unsolved problem. Then Satoshi Nakamoto said, "I've solved it." Guess what happened next? Everybody laughed, ignored him, and dismissed him. He published his paper, and 3 months later, he published software that allowed people to start building the Bitcoin network. Bitcoin is not a company. It is not an organization. It is a standard or a protocol, just like TCP/IP or the internet. It's not owned by anyone. It operates by simple mathematical rules that everyone who participates in the network agrees on. Through this simple mechanism, Bitcoin is able to allow a completely decentralized network of computers to agree on what transactions have occurred on a network, essentially agreeing on who currently has the money. So, if I send money from my account to somebody else's account in this peer-to-peer, completely decentralized network, it's just like sending an email. There's no one in the middle. Every 10 minutes, the entire network agrees on what transactions have happened without any centralized authority by a simple election that occurs electronically. This particular solution, this invention, is far more important than currency. Currency is just the first app, just the first application that you can build on a distributed consensus system. Other applications include distributed fair voting, stock ownership, asset registration, notarization, and many other applications we've never even thought of before. I discovered Bitcoin for the first time in 2011, and since the internet, I have not felt so completely overwhelmed by the possibilities that I saw. I was there at the dawn of the internet in 1991 when it was pre-commercial. I could see that this was going to change the world, but no one believed me. I have that exact same feeling about Bitcoin. Now, some of you may have heard of Bitcoin as a currency, and you've heard that it's wildly high in price one day and wildly low in price the next. I'm here to tell you to ignore the price, to ignore Bitcoin the money, and understand Bitcoin the technology, the invention, and the network it creates. If we mess up the money, we'll just reboot another currency. The invention of Bitcoin, the technology that makes it possible, cannot be uninvented. It creates possibilities for decentralized organization on a scale never before seen on this planet. Here's why Bitcoin is important to me. Approximately 1 billion people currently have access to banking, credit, and international finance capabilities, primarily the upper classes, the Western nations. 6.5 billion people on this planet have no connection to the world of money. They operate in cash-based societies with very little access to international resources. They don't need banks. 2 billion of these people are already on the internet. With a simple application download, they can immediately become participants in an international economy using an international currency that can be transmitted anywhere with no fees and no government controls. They can connect to a world of international finance that is completely peer-to-peer. The possibility of connecting these 6.5 billion people to the rest of the world is truly revolutionary.